We move now to the Benson Bulletin and an article entitled Benson at War Part 1, Summer 1940. Next time you're down at the lock, have a good look at the pillbox sitting in the field and maybe walk along the lock and discover the one hidden in the vegetation on the far side of the river. When and why were these and the others in our parish built? For the answer, we must go back to June 1940. By the 2nd of June 1940, most of us know that over 300,000 British and French troops had been evacuated from Dunkirk in Operation Dynamo. Some of you might even know that another 190,000 followed them out of Western France in Operation Ariel. But these were just numbers of men. Men who escaped with virtually none of their essential equipment, no tanks, no guns, no transport. The British Expeditionary Force lost enormous quantities of all these in France, including over 63,000 vehicles of all kinds. So as the nation prepared to face a German invasion in the summer of 1940, the army was ill-equipped and simply could not fight a mobile battle, such as just seeing the Germans victorious in France and Belgium. So, in early June 1940, General Tiny Ironside was appointed CIC Home Forces and tasked with coming up with a defence plan, which was what we needed to slow down any invaders, whilst the army slowly concentrated what forces could be thrown together. Initially called the Ironside Line, but more correctly the GHQ stop lines, these lines consisted of roadblocks, pillboxes, fortifications, anything behind which a few brave men might hold an invader for a while. Of these, the ones nearest us in Benson was the GHQ Red Stop Line, which ran from Reading along the Thames to Abingdon and then west to Newbridge. And there were also the Blue Stop Line, the Kennet-Naven Canal, and the Green Stop Line, Bristol, protecting the west. However, it was vital that the Red Stop Line held if an invasion came, stopped the invaders at the Thames, and the defence had a chance. One nightmare that had to be faced was that the Germans could use airborne troops, gliders and paras, to seize a bridge over the Thames and then rush their panzers across, just as they had done in Belgium. So the pillboxes had to not only cover any possible river crossings, but also any potential landing sites for gliders, which is why we now have some remaining pillboxes sitting in some apparently strange positions out in the middle of fields, as well as tucked in securely on the riverbanks. All were built in the months following Dunkirk, as the nation waited for the invasion, which, we now know, never came. And that was written by Dave Rushton for the Benson History Society.